Any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
So
the Gemini Music Group.
Yeah, why is your joint? You sound so crystal clear. I sound like
it's the mask.
Probably.
It's like a microphone filter.
It fucking sucks.
Remember how I used to record in the closet and you put a sock over the mic?
Why are you recording in the closet?
You never did that?
Yeah.
Like, I think
he's up in the closet.
No, I don't like that. I think though, when you first starting to record music,
mm-hmm.
when you don't do the research, you just hear about like people, hey, go in the closet and record. Or go in the bathroom and record.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom is the worst place to record at.
The acoustics in there is horrible.
Dog. The closet is actually smart though, because
it muffles the clothes in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The bathroom is like your shit's bouncing off the shower, the mirror. All that shit.
Yeah, I mean your sound waves looking at you.
You looking at them, you're like, what the fuck?
Anyway, man,
I did wrong.
We live now. My hands ashy.
God damn, nigga. You need that cocoa, but I saw it. I got scars on my shit.
Yeah, I mean, but we are back, man. You know what I'm saying? It's me, that nigga Trends, and I'm here with
that nigga Boss Jay.
Feel what I'm saying?
It's me.
Hey, man. Me. You know what? So we bring up some tunes,
bring some tunes in, man. Bring some tunes in.
I want to do this.
No, you gotta do it.
I'm gonna go with this one.
Are you ready?
I hope. Let's see what Case Renata got for us.
Sound like that song that the deaf nigga. Remember that video?
The deaf nigga
that was rapper.
Oh shit! They probably sampled him. They might not shoot ya.
All of this hoopla. I fuck with it. Because of that internet.
If it's not bullshit, then you know talk the new Patronata album. We're gonna talk about that later. You know,
yeah, who is this?
Patronata? Yeah, we're gonna talk about him later. You know what I'm saying? He's like a producer though. He's like a college of like Jersey. It's like Jersey type music. You know what I'm saying?
Like the club banger shit.
Jersey club. You ever heard of it? Yeah. He specializes in that. You know what I'm saying? Jump off the ledge. Time is essence.
I am religion. The party don't stop. Kind of sound like Idris Elba.
What is this again?
I said, yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the first time listeners, the last time listeners, the all time listeners. We appreciate your listenership and your viewership. And Boss J, man, if you don't got an animal, it's one right on the screen, nigga.
Is that an elk? Hell yeah. Gonna go with elks. Now I'm in the big bitches.
God
big bitches with antlers. Know what I mean?
Are they antlers?
I don't know. Hooves, antlers. Something that stick you, poke you the fuck up.
Yo, you know what? Off topic. It's not on board. Speaking of elves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or elks, whatever they call
it. The elf is a little.
Nah, not the niggas that be on the shelf. Not them niggas. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They for free. Not really. But the. nah, listen. What are the purpose of a deer? Or deers?
Deer
no,
meat.
Not deers, but deer.
Deer meat.
Because like I had
some people eat them. They eat the vegetation and shit.
God, I talked to my
everybody has a purpose. You ever Google it?
Like what these niggas do?
Get hit by cars apparently, because them niggas
that's
love.
What I'm saying. They run out into the middle of the road all
that should
stupid.
Be scaring me 3 o'clock in the morning, nigga, on the road.
I'm driving, like, this morning, I was doing Amazon, you know what I'm saying? Amazon Flex. for the people that are out there, I do flex. I work for Amazon.
You flex.
I use my own car.
Flex.
You know what I'm saying? Subcontractor. But 4 a.m, I got to be dumb. I want to speed, but I can't. I'm scared to speed.
Yeah.
I got to be dumb alert because these niggas be popping up anywhere.
You don't got the little whistles on your car?
They don't really work, though. I got them, but they don't really work.
You sure? You got to play loud music.
You know
music.
What? I haven't hit a dick. Loud music work.
You got to play loud music.
You got to have bass. And if anybody out there, you got to have bass in
you
your
got
car.
Bass, you got bass that shake their soul.
They hear that and
they
got to
feel it. Their heart got to jump.
They got to feel that and they move. You know what I'm saying?
And it got to be trap music. Young Jeezy.
But like, I got into a little debate with my son's mom earlier about Dare. You know what I'm saying? She was like, why do you hate Dare so bad? Because in one of my songs that I just recorded, she heard it. And one of my lines was, I had to hit the brakes because of deer in the road, one of the animals that I hate, or something like that. Why do you hate deers? And I'm like, because they have no purpose.
So, I mean, some people eat them. So
they're just food to us.
I guess. I never had this shit before.
Like fish have a purpose.
Now, what is fish purpose?
They swim.
Oh, shit. Well, a deer walks. So I guess it has a
hold on. The fish, they like what do they do? They keep the ocean clean, I think.
What the fuck? No, they don't.
They dirty. Crabs do. Crabs have a purpose.
And niggas eat, they the roaches of the sea, and niggas eat that shit. And it's like high quality fish, supposedly. Shellfish.
Well, crabs is good.
Crabs good, lobster's good, but they're the roaches of the sea.
Crabs are basically pork of the sea. Think about where pork come from.
Nigga, these are the pork of the sea.
Think about dog. The pigs, right?
Yeah.
They just eat everything.
Yeah, they're disgusting. But
crabs
they taste
do the same
they
thing.
Taste amazing.
Stop eating pork, nigga.
I will never stop eating that swine. Nigga. That swine is divine and is right on time. Clog my arteries.
Ew.
Nah, man. Hell yeah. Bacon. Who the fuck can get rid of bacon? You don't eat bacon. There's something wrong with you.
I can't eat turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon, if I do
bacon, dog, I need the crispy.
I can't eat turkey bacon at all. Turkey bacon is fucking trash. Like, I can eat it if it's the only thing in the crib.
Turkey bacon is like,
It just tastes too, I don't know. It's weird, but
I feel like vegan made that.
A vegan definitely made that shit.
Turkey bacon. Vegans eat turkey?
Is who?
Can vegans eat turkey?
Oh, no, ask Seth. That nigga's vegan, ain't he?
I'm gonna ask that nigga too later.
My motherfucker make vegan mac and cheese. The fuck out of here, dog.
Velveeta. Was it Velveeta?
Velveeta.
Is that what it was?
I don't fucking know.
It sound like it could be.
That guy's a Velveeta.
That's a real cheese.
Burger made out of beans. What type of shit?
It's some dumb beans, though. You know what I'm saying?
They even make the chicken look like a chicken and even have a fake bone in it, but it's not real chicken.
We call this segment veganism.
Nah, fuck that. That's disgusting. All y'all niggas need to eat pork. All right? Pork is good for you.
Now, I did hear from, I wouldn't say credible sources, but I did hear that the vegan people that's going vegan right now, like full vegan, they're going to have health complications later down the road.
You think so? I probably heard that from your scientist.
I kind of think so, though.
Why?
Because, like,
it's just like vaping.
We as humans are, yeah. We as humans are like, I don't know. We need. Then again, we don't need chicken and pork and all that stuff, though.
We don't need it, but that's like the main thing that is cooked.
My thing is, while I'm here, I'm eating it.
I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to eat that shit. What? I'm eating pork. I don't care.
Let me be in the doctor's office.
I'm eating the pig. Like, I'm eating the cow. I ain't trying no exotic shit like snake and alligator. Y'all niggas is wild for that shit.
Octopus.
Yeah, y'all wild.
I ain't no octopus, sorry.
You know, yo, I went to the buffet. They have little mini octopuses.
Yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, I know that shit fake. But my son was like fascinated by it.
He eat it?
He wanted to try it.
You know
him and his sister. I said, go ahead, put it on your plate. I don't care.
What happened?
Man, he looked at that shit. He was like, that is nasty, daddy. He said, I said, you want some octopus? Yeah. He got this shit. He said, what's that? In his mind, he gave a Josh answer. What the fuck is that, daddy? Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Also, audio listeners, you know what I'm saying? You want to see our amazing faces, amazing outfits, and our amazing shoes. I got Big Bird socks on, of course. I don't know that nigga.
Retro 13s. I got a...
Okay, retro ones.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
My favorite sneaker. This is my favorite sneaker ever.
Just tune into YouTube. You know what I mean? If you...
I barely wear these things. I never wear them.
YouTube, the Gemini Music Group. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, comment, subscribe. You know what I mean? Send a message.
And if you're on Spotify...
Just understand I have a wife, so... Bad bitches, stop. Don't do it to yourself. Yeah, proceed with caution.
Yo, you got to get a shirt when you and Jess is out. You got to get a shirt that says proceed with caution.
I got one.
For real?
Yeah.
I got FBI shirt.
I got proceed with cautions, and I say I belong to this one with the arrow pointing.
Yeah, I got the FBI shirt.
Yeah. What's the FBI?
Female body inspector.
She going to shoot me.
Yo, but question though, right?
What's up?
So, question, right? So on the board it says, how much would you have sex? How much to have sex with a disabled person?
How much to have sex with a disabled person?
Yes. What is the fee?
For me, they paying me to fuck them?
No, you. Yeah, they paying you.
They're paying me to fuck them.
Yeah.
Shit. I just had this conversation with Justin.
For real?
I did, like, right before I came here. Because she's watching this show, Love Island, and the nigga was like, he got paid $40,000 to fuck homeboy's girl.
Ain't enough.
And I was like, $40,000? I'm like, damn. That, like, the dude DM'd him to fuck his girl for $40,000.
Oh, he a cuck.
I guess. This, yeah, is that cuck. What it's called?
Yeah.
It's called a cuck?
Yeah, cuck.
A fucking cuck?
A cuck.
So that's niggas that pay other guys to fuck their girls.
It's people that enjoy, they get turned on by their girl getting pleasure by somebody else, or vice versa with the wife too. Yeah, like the wife might like she get turned on by watching her husband or whatever.
So $40,000, you doing it
with what, a disabled person?
Yeah, the nigga fucking no. I'm just saying this. I know if somebody hit you up for $40,000 to fuck their girl, you doing it?
I gotta see my bank account like that day. Like, if I wake up and it's in the negative.
Yo, you're so fucking.
Listen, nah. If I wake up and it's in the negative, yeah. But if I'm up.
Niggas.
If I'm up. If I'm up.
This listen, y'all, fucking man, retarded.
And I need stipulations. I need a contract. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
No video camera. No video camera. Right, so. I need a mask on. I want a screen mask. That's my requirements. And some cashews.
The nuts?
Cashews.
The peanuts.
I want some cashews. Unsalted, please.
Dog, you're fucking wild.
Because the cashews.
To fuck a disabled person, though. Like, what's the disability? Like, they're blind.
Nah, they're disabled.
What do you mean?
Say they wheelchair bound, or. Yeah, they wheelchair bound.
They wheelchair bound, so they're not feeling this shit?
I think they can still feel stuff.
They probably got a lot going on down there. Fuck it. Give me $2,500.
That's it? Nah, not 25. Not 25, nigga. Not 25. Nigga said 25. Nigga. Yeah, you know what I mean? Dang.
Nah. To fucking the same person. Depending on the this. The element.
Yeah, it kind of depends. For me, see, I say one of their disability has caused.
But them. I'm married. Understand? Okay.
If
but
one this of is their all jokes. Disabilities has caused them to have a life expectancy of like 3 months.
Oh, you got to do that for them. You got to do that for them, man.
I mean, I give them a discount rate, but
yeah, you got to do it for them. They got 3 months to live and shit. They trying to live everything out.
Who are they though? Like, if they a child of like somebody famous, and when I mean child, I mean like a minor. Or no,
talking about 21 and up.
Like, if they like have what's it called when you, oh, inherent.
Yeah.
Like, if they're, like, an inherent baby or whatever, and they got, like, mad money, then, you know, I need to be on that will.
Dog, you're crazy, my nigga.
I need to be on the will.
What do you mean?
They're going to pass. They can't use it.
You ain't going to fuck for a buck?
Not a buck?
A few dollars.
What can you buy for a dollar today?
Not a fucking thing.
You can't
thing.
Buy a Snicker.
I was about to ask the niggas in the drive thru at McDonald's, say, yo, can I get for $3 two pies, nigga?
Dog, I used to go to Walmart and get two Snickers, 44 cents a piece,
mm-hmm.
for my dollar. I went in Walmart last week. A Snickers $1.29.
No, now it's $1.89.
And a Snicker got smaller.
$1.89 for a fucking Snicker bar. Suck a dick, inflation.
That joint like 2 ounces.
Fuck that, yo.
You know what I'm saying? So I be doing the ounces on everything, dog. I count ounces now. I want to see. I'm gonna count the ounce divided by the dollar amount and see if it's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
For example, I was in New York a couple weeks ago.
New York prices is ridiculous,
nigga.
In general.
Oh, let me tell you the story real quick. So I'm in New York, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm at a party now. The place is bougie. It was a sky roof lounge
oh,
thing.
Oh, shit. You was in Manhattan.
Yeah. It was in Manhattan.
Hell yeah.
Bougie, John. You know what I'm saying? So, I walk up to the door. They had security out. It's daytime, though. Mm. It's like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Had a security out. You know what I'm saying? Had the gate around the door and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell this is a popping place. You know what I'm saying? So, I had some navy blue shorts on. A white shirt, regular white tee, like you used to wear, you know what I'm saying? And a New York Yankees white striped baseball jersey.
Yeah.
To match the navy blue Jordans, you know what I'm saying? And no do-rag, no nothing, no hat or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Fresh shapey, all that. Fresh braids, all that. So, everybody I'm with dressed up. So, I'm like, they ain't gonna let me in this joint, because I don't look like none of these niggas. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You look like a straight up nigga.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I think my bag saved me.
Oh, the Louis V bag?
Nah, the MCM one.
Oh.
So my wallet, to get my ID out, was in the bag, right? So I had to show the bag, open my bag up. So they watching me the whole time. Get my wallet. I pulled a wallet out. It was a Louis Vuitton wallet. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm still bougie, but just
you're
not dressed.
You're special.
You
special.
You know what I'm saying? Pulled the wallet out. Boom. Show them the ID. They said, cool. Clear. So, for real? But regardless, I had an extra casual clothing in the bag. That's why I brought the bag. Just in case. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. You know what I'm saying? So I get
through.
You
got to be prepared out here.
So I get through now I'm at security now. And mans don't even go through my bag. He did a little scan thing to go on your body, but not the bag, John.
Mm.
So I opened my bag up. You want to go through my bag, nigga? Like, I want you to.
Look, it's here.
I can have a whole strap in here. Like, I can get it in.
So now you good, man.
Yeah, I don't like that. So who else you do that to? You know what
so
I'm
you don't like, so you want security to
pat down everything.
To do their job.
I want to feel safe.
So you want security to do their job?
No, I want to feel safe.
You're a different breed. Cause a lot of niggas get mad. I don't get mad. That's part of your job. Do
it's
it.
A job, yeah. And I want to do it to everybody, though. You know what I'm saying? Do it to everybody.
Now, the people that you were they of color too?
Yeah, but they were like
bougie.
They can pass. They're okay. Like light skins. You know what I mean? Hispanics and
mostly females.
Oh, one of them was black. One of them was black.
One of them was dark.
Yeah, one like me, or darker than me.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Well, they need a variety.
She had African skin though, so it was like.
They need a variety in that party.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, boom, boom, boom. So, we go up. So, now we got to take the elevator to the floor. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, the elevator doors open. You know, I'm the first to walk out. I should never did that. Mm. I'm not built for this. You say, what? So,
yo.
I walk through the elevators. Now, the ambiance is ambiancing, nigga.
Okay.
Yo, okay. I mean,
it's like a black and white party.
Nigga. No, it's better than that.
Oh, shit.
It's like I can't even say Diddy Party. This nigga, dog.
Diddy Party minus the other Diddy shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I got it.
It's one of those, you know what I'm saying? So I get off the elevator first. Now, you know when you think about something but it accidentally blurts out?
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me. Okay. So I was like, oh, this joint turned. I'm too hood for this. You know what I mean? I said it out loud though.
You a nigga.
I said, oh, y'all niggas got money.
Oh, you a whole nigga.
I said, oh, y'all niggas got money. I said like a whole group.
Why did
niggas.
You say that shit?
I don't know. I thought it just came out.
Where the fuck you thought you was at?
I don't know.
Dave and Buster's nigga?
That's where I should have been. That's for the ratchets.
Motherfucker, that was in Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I should have been, man. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. Prices. All right, so
prices done gone up when you did that shit.
Nigga, the food. All right, so the menu came. It wasn't even a full menu. It was just a pamphlet.
Chicken tenders and fries, nigga.
That's why I was asking. I didn't see it. I did see burgers, though. So, I got some burger sliders. Shit. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did get some fries, nigga.
Okay.
Truffle fries. Truffle fries, $15, nigga.
What the fuck's the difference of a truffle fry?
Who cares? $15 is wild. You ain't hear fuck that part? That. You hear that part?
Yeah, that's why they put the truffle in front of the fry to make it a $15.
Now,
like a homicide.
I will say, I can't even say it was worth it. I'm too cheap for that, dog. It was good.
But not worth $15.
$15 is...
Well, that's what you're paying at the beach for them damn Thrasher fries.
That's different, though.
How's that different?
You know what? Years ago, it was different because they give you a whole bucket. Now it's like, oh shoot! But yeah, now it's like, you get a little joint now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Who that would? Oh, baby, mom calling me. Mm-hmm. She wait.
My car probably. Is she there?
Yo, anyway, look, I'm gonna put some tunes on right before I move this car. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to give me a Dave East song. I can
oh snap!
Not the one you, not your lost shirt. Give me that one, man. You know what I'm saying? Finish my story real quick. You know what I mean? But back to the ounces. Yeah, so the ounces. That's how it all came about.
Mm.
You know, so I started counting the ounces because one drink was like $15. I said, how many ounces is this? She said, 4. She said, you can get a bucket, not a bucket, but a big John pitcher for $85. I said, well, how many ounces is that? If I'm going to pay $85, how many ounces is that?
8.
Nah, babe. What song you got, Dave?
You said what?
What Davey song you got?
I don't know. Can't even know.
Can't even know?
Yeah.
Also, new John. Let us tune in for a little bit. Man, I'll be right back. Maybe.
Evening at 11 o'clock. We're going to begin with that shocking video. A man marches right into a restaurant in Queens, pulls out a gun, and opens fire. This was no robbery. The victim was the intended target.
Should have moved. It ain't guap, I'm not concerned. Still, I got a lot to learn. Never felt no money. He told me that shit made his pockets burn. Been in jail, still avoiding hell, cause there you gotta burn. Stay patient, can't be skipping blessings if it's not your turn. Remember, I would knock the firm. AZ9s and Foxy. Mama cooking gumbo way before I stayed from Brazzy. I built an empire like Ghazi, watch niggas copy. Michelin star dinners or grab a sandwich from Haji. Versace, like Pocket the Tyson fighting the silk. Bops tried to warn me, stay out of prison. Fuck how you feel. I was built. Seen blood on the pavement after it spilled. Auntie sent me to the store to get milk. Almost got killed. Seen a Buick, it was tenant. Nigga hanging out the window. Reminded me of Menace. First instinct was to get low. I wasn't the target, but was close enough to see the victim. He hopped out, stood over, and let Jesus kiss him. Man song. Couldn't see who did it. I was like 12, still in my mind. I got this evil picture. I watched him jump back in his car, blow the light. He made a light. Since then I cherish the air, cause niggas will take your breath. Homicides left me traumatized. Seen mamas cry, still surprised. I asked how I'm alive. It's time to slide. The way they died, that shit was out of line. Before I run out of this money, I run out of time. No more codeine in my soda, I drink alkaline. I gotta keep the peace like Martin with a Malcolm mind. Shoot a gun with ease, and I can work this scalpel fine. Eyes wide watching for Babylon. White girl we call Caroline. Cool with the nation. Couple homies follow Farrakhan. I lost homies, I'll never get back. Before I had a song, before I wrote a record. Overstressing, my holy blessings. Cop the whole collection. Out of service, I got no connection. Not no sober session. Smoke the essence. They quote these lessons. Talking coke, we stretching. Dead presidentials like Hover's Lexus. Them homicides left me traumatized. See mamas cry, still surprised. I asked how I'm alive. It's time to slide. The way they died, that shit was out of line. Before I run out of this money, I run out of time. Before I run out of this money, I run out of time. Before I run out of this money, I run out of time. Bottom line.
Nice Louis.
No, you don't come on after that saying, yeah, like that.
I don't know what happened.
That was a hood song.
Oh, what?
And it was right at the end where I was going off.
Chill. That better?
Yeah. That's better. Do that soft shit.
You know what I mean?
God damn.
So, my baby mama's here. Hey.
Hi, baby mom. How much, Leslie?
Which one did you want it?
So, have you ever been to a dyke funeral?
Oh, shit. And do you want to go?
Yeah, we touched the tequila.
He made me.
Huh? Me and Josh. Huh? He's still waiting for a shot, though. Anyway, so, yeah, I've been to a dyke funeral.
All right, so what's the difference of a dyke funeral and, like, a regular funeral?
So,
like, right. Do you put the dick strap on her casket when you put her down?
So, this is my personal opinion. Just my opinion, refer to the thing in the beginning of the pod,
Disclaimer. Please listen to it.
You know what I'm saying? But I think I don't even know if it's a dyke. I don't know if you could say dyke, but, or stud. I don't know which one's negative, which one's positive.
Or dyke or stud?
Yeah, is any of them positive?
I think dyke is the derogatory term. Stud is better.
Stud is better.
Yeah.
So I feel like a stud, when she dressed up in her suit,
uh-huh,
and tie, you know what I'm saying? She probably got a fresh shapey and everything, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, if one of my like stud friends ever passed away and I go to the funerals, open caskets,
mm-hmm,
I might get them dap. Yo, appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
You giving the dead body a dap?
I would hope that the person that get the body ready has like their fists like this. Like this.
He said, I hope the person that puts the person in the casket,
that might be my requirement when I pass,
had it
have my fist like just this, like, just this, like this. So everybody just, now I got a feeling somebody's gonna like power punch my arm.
They gonna send your shit to wherever you going.
But yeah, they gonna be dressed up, you know what I'm saying?
But now, what's the difference of a stud funeral?
What is the difference?
Like, where did you hear this terminology from?
I just thought about it. Like,
you just thought about it? Yeah. It just came to your head, a dyke like, funeral.
Stud funeral.
Stud.
Like, because out in reality, out while they living, they different than a female, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they different than a female?
Disclaimer in the beginning.
Are they different than a female? Or are they the female
niggas?
I guess you can say that.
They female niggas.
They're female niggas.
Yeah.
Would you fuck a stud?
No.
Why wouldn't you fuck a stud?
They female niggas.
Stud with a fat ass. Like she got a donk on her. That shit fat, look soft as shit when she walk.
Cause it's a nigga.
Yo, cause it's a nigga. It's so a nigga. You ain't even looking that way.
It's a nigga.
It's a female though.
I should call her stud.
She got cooch.
Let me see if I can get a stud on the line.
No shit.
But she. No, I don't know if she a stud.
What do you mean you don't know if she a stud?
I gotta ask her. I don't know if she.
I know who you about to call.
Yeah. If she pick up. Hold up real quick, listen to reviews. I'm about to call a stud. Let me see if I can find. I ain't called a stud in a long time.
Oh shit, I ain't called this dude in a long time.
It's crazy because she's my artist. I got called her anyway.
She probably punched in your face. Like, what the fuck you calling me for?
Vexed.
I ain't talked to you in 7-11 years.
Yeah, babe. Hold up. Bear with me.
Let's see if it goes through.
I'm going to find me a stud. That's wild to say. I'm going to find me a stud.
You're going to find me a stud.
Damn, what the hell I say? Team number has.
You only got the number in there.
I forgot what I said the number has.
Jesus Christ. I don't hear nothing. What, you calling through Facebook?
No, I'm calling actual phone number.
Oh, shit. You don't never do that.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be a special person to get a phone call from this guy.
Let's see if I can not.
Fuck it.
But so what do... We got to get this right. What do studs wear?
What do you mean, what do studs wear? They wear clothes.
No, what kind of clothes they wear at the funeral?
You would dress them up in a suit. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, or the way that they dressed when they were alive, I would assume. You're not going to put a stud in a Louis Vuitton dress.
I mean, why not?
I mean, that's not what they were wearing. That's not their persona. I mean, she's going to go down in a white tee and blue jeans like how she was up top. Know what I mean? That's what I would assume. I mean, shit, I don't think that they would wear a fucking dress.
What?
And have long hair looking extravagant and shit, because then you're going to look at the body and be like, damn, she would have been bad if she just did that when she was 11.
I'm trying to think about the funerals that I've been to, but I can't think of how the women dress because I haven't been to many women funeral. I've been to a lot of men funeral.
These niggas die every day, B.
But I think I've been to one woman funeral. Now I was a kid. I was my grandma.
I went to my aunt and my grandmother's funeral. So they were both dressed in like skirt suits.
Skirt suits?
Yeah. Like they would go to church.
Like they were going to church.
Mm-hmm.
So what would a stud wear?
Stud's wearing a tuxedo, baby.
So what if, right? Now, I'm a firm believer of the Lord, right?
Are you?
Yeah, a firm believer. You know okay, okay. Now, but there are people that don't believe, which is cool. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. Believe what you want.
You know what I mean? But what if, let's just say, man's is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man upstairs is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you come to him in a stud outfit.
What the fuck's a stud outfit?
You're a female, but you in a stud outfit. Man's outfit.
Oh, you're a stud that passed away and you go to see God.
Yeah.
And you're in a man's suit.
And then he be like, I only made two genders.
Nigga, you about to get canceled.
No, I'm talking about him. Disclaimer in the beginning. Listen.
You about to get canceled.
The thoughts and views and opinions expressed on this podcast is my soul.
It ain't me. It ain't me this time. Just letting y'all know. Yeah, highly this time. This ain't
but
me.
But episode doing this. Number, I don't remember the episodes.
There are many of them.
Yeah, I mean. Many
of them. I said some shit.
It went off of
them. I'm trying not to be on this because I got people that look at me when it comes to this, and they already know how I feel about it. And I don't want to go too in-depth in it, know what I mean, when it comes to that. So, yeah, I'm going to just be quiet on that one.
So,
But the Dyke funeral is just fucking outrageous.
Deshanti wanted to do, I threw her in the bus, but she wanted to do, one of her topics was something like that.
Uh-huh.
About the two ginger joints. And I said, you sure you want to go there?
Who said that?
Deshanti.
That's a place I don't want to go down.
I want to talk about the gays.
You trying to get canceled, baby.
I said, I'll let you go ahead and take the floor. You feel what I'm saying?
For real. I'll follow behind you.
I'm not following.
Nah, I'm going to just tell you. I'm the flagger.
Yeah, I mean,
go. This way. Stop.
Turn your location on. I'll watch you.
God damn. You about to get fully canceled. You about to get canceled with the Dyke funeral. Or the stud funeral. Shit. I don't know the difference.
Next episode, I'm going to figure it out. There's a difference, and I'm going to find it. Is he calling back yet? Nah, she didn't call me back. I'm going to find it.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
You go ahead.
But, so, you know, Dame Dash, right? You know the whole situation?
I was reading it, and I don't know, like, the courts is making him sell it.
His stake in Rockefeller.
Yeah. So, he still owns
part of Rockefeller.
Then like a third. Is it a third?
Okay, so he's making money still off of Jay-Z and his albums and shit.
He's still making money.
Streams and everything like that.
Yeah, and I think some of the clothing, because some of the clothes still selling.
They still sell Rockefeller?
No, I don't think.
Who the fuck is wearing Rockefeller?
I don't think they're in production no more.
I'm not even going to lie. I had a Rockefeller velour suit, baby. That shit was brown with the green print on it. That shit was lovely.
Dog. The many I made, I took
I wore
many
that shit in the summertime.
I took many of trips to New York, 44th Street, Harold Square, 34th Street, Harold Square, Macy's, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Big body Macy's.
Yeah, that's the big
one. Went in there, they had a whole section
of Rockaware.
Rockaware stuff. Sean John and Rockaware.
I had the Rockaware.
And
I had,
Inichi.
I had a Inichi? Lot. Yeah. That shit was good, too. Bro, Rockaware, I had the velour suits. I had the coat, you know what I mean? I was like, damn, yo, I'm rocked out, baby.
No, I used to have the Rockaware jean jacket. Remember jean jackets? Them joints was dumb heavy.
And I'm mad they shit's going out of style, dog. Because I'll rock that shit to this day, nigga.
Dog, you know what's crazy?
I would, bro.
Can we really say it's going out of style?
I think that shit's been out of style.
No, I think once we get to a certain age, dog, it's like, do we really care about style?
Yeah, I just care if it fits, honestly. I don't give a fuck about the name brand.
Like, I don't care about style.
Jeans already $40 by himself.
Like, as long as if it match my shoes, I don't care.
Yeah, this shit coordinates now.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Nigga, I was in the mall with some Nike sweatpants.
You know who really cares about them young dumb bitches? And I incorporate female and male. I call y'all dumb bitches.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because, oh, you got that. Oh, man, you don't got this. No, you don't got that. But my shit look good, and I still fuck your bitch.
Devil's advocate, though. We used to be like that. We were the young kids.
I ain't never teased nobody about their clothes, though.
Yeah, I was always teased, though.
Because y'all niggas on shit. Oh, y'all niggas in Newcastle Middle, Castle Hills.
I never teased. I never said nothing out loud. But in my head,
I could say this out loud, and I mean it. Fuck y'all niggas. Come see me.
Nigga, in my head, not out loud, but always in my head, I used to say, dang, that nigga bummy. But I never said it out loud, though.
Nah, somebody stole my Converses.
Somebody stole my bike.
Somebody stole my Converses. And I ain't never forgetting that shit, bro. That shit was in a locker downstairs. What school was that? Newcastle Middle. In the locker room. Nigga stole my fucking sneakers, dog.
And nigga stole my bike off my front lawn.
I did that shit to Mel.
And the nigga live right around the corner on, I forget what street it was, but the other end of Castle Hills.
Did you ever find him?
Yeah. Nigga, we went to get my bike. We got my bike. He's like, this ain't your bike. Nigga, name, I engraved my name on the joint.
Nigga, it's a couple of y'all niggas bikes we got
name.
Back,
the
yo.
The freak, y'all, man. Get my bike back, nigga.
It's a couple of y'all niggas we got that
Cops
bike back.
You want to press charges? No, I don't press no charges.
Shit, man.
On my bike.
Mel was on some different shit. That nigga wanted to cut that nigga up, bro. Like, he wanted to poke him up. He just got this Mongoose bike, brand new, baby blue and white. That shit was hot.
Damn.
Fresh. That nigga parked it in front of my mom's crib, but behind the bush. So you couldn't see it. You had to look for that shit. No, so the nigga walking up found this shit, took the bike off the front lawn and was riding it. And he did some crazy, he spray painted, scratched the stickers off and shit, trying to make it look like.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, Mel was on some different type shit. Yo, this nigga said, yo, we gonna poke this nigga up, bro.
Kids here in this neighborhood, they got it good, dog. They be leaving their bikes out on the front lawn and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
My old days, nigga, I'm biked up. I'm taking
these. Dog, bike out front of the lawn, door unlocked and shit. The fuck?
I'm taking these bikes. I'm robbing these niggas' crib.
Hell yeah. You know how many bikes I'd had already, nigga?
Dog.
I'd had about 20 selling them shits right on Marketplace, baby. Hell yeah, flipping them shits. I ain't going to keep them. I'm going to flip them.
Nah, I mean, kind of like how Dame Dash trying to do with Kendrick, man.
Kendrick ain't going to bite that. He ain't got time for that shit, yo. Is it worth anything?
I don't know, because it ain't like you got half the company.
Right.
So you can't really
a third.
You can't really make big decisions. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, so his part in the company really ain't big on decision making.
Dame's thing is, he don't want to hand it over to a white person.
What the fuck's the difference?
You hand it to Kendrick. He black.
Okay, I understand it. But what the fuck is Kendrick going to do with it?
Well, I don't know. He might see something in Kendrick that, you know what I mean, that
I feel like Kendrick don't. I feel like Kendrick would be stuck just like Dame Dash is stuck.
No, I think Kendrick would do something with it. Cause he got Dame Dash Rockaware. That's the, it's a young, it's an old man's, well, we old. So it's like our generation type time. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Kendrick, not old. I'm young in spirit.
Kendrick is young. He still got the young crowd. He got the internet. He got everything. You feel right. what I'm saying? So he might be able to do something with it.
He probably could flip something. That's just like with fucking Snoop Dogg buying Death Row Records.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What the Death Row Records is, that shit's over with. Let it go. Niggas ain't signed to Death Row Records.
Can you turn around to your right?
To my right?
On the wall.
Yeah. Oh shit. My fault player. I
didn't
mean any of that. I'm sorry.
They made it on the wall. Yo, you gotta look. What Jess say? You gotta. What Jess say? You got.
Stuff the old double G. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yo, listen, man. So, I'm enough with Kendrick and Dame. They're not like us. But anyway,
they're not like us.
Kendrick win that battle. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, he killed that nigga from. Oh shit. I'm back. There we go. I went out.
Yeah, I think we both went out.
The fuck happened there?
Oh no. Hello?
I can hear you.
Cause I didn't hear you and I didn't hear me. We just went out.
Oh shit. Had a surge. Power surge.
But so anyway, look, you know some new music came out, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you know. You know Tims?
Mims?
Tims, T-E-M-S, the singer.
Nah, is he trying to bite off a Timber?
She.
It's a she?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. You want to have Tims, you're a nigga. You're a man.
Hold up. You don't know Tims?
I don't know who Tims is. She got fat ass?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know. Your fat ass is and my fat ass is two different type of breeds.
I'm going to play some Tims. See if you know Tims.
That sounds like a dude. Morning, that's her singing that?
Yeah. You know the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
I thought that was a dude this whole time, dog.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, I thought that was a dude. I gotta Google now.
Yo, so the Shanti's was cool. We're supposed to talk about Tim's album, right?
Yeah.
She said, because she's talking about the album. She said, I don't know what I was expecting. But it's not even smooth. It's not even smooth soul. Her voice is so crunchy.
Her voice is so crunchy.
So I'm like, no, crunchy.
Crunchy?
Crunchy.
Oh, shit. She gave that nigga a texture.
And I said, I replied back, you ain't had to call her a bag of Doritos.
Hold up. Is it T-I-M-S?
T-E-M-S.
Oh, T-E-M-S.
Yeah, she got something with Drake, too.
Wait, this is her?
Oh, this is the song. Tim's bad.
She ain't got no.
You don't know Tim's. Wrong bitches. Oh, this nigga. A minor.
How old is she?
Every time I hear Drake, dog, I don't know. Google real quick.
Oh, she thick. She African and thick. Oh, she's not that bad looking. She look weird. Kind of.
You said what?
She look weird.
Dog, every time from now on when I hear Drake rap,
A minor. No, the news person that was doing the weather and shit, bro, fucking trashed him.
He said, what he said? Bump, 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 bump. What did he say? I was talking about, dog. I seen that joint.
I was dying he said that.
Nah, but, music,
so you think Kendrick Lamar won that battle?
He definitely won that.
You don't think Kendrick can come back from that?
Kendrick
can come back? I mean, Drake.
Nah. Because of this song.
Nigga with the Bible.
No, what did he say?
Beat the nigga with the Bible with God watching.
Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. On the show, niggas. I've been saying that all day, all week. Ever since it came out, though, I've been saying, sometimes you got to pop out and show, niggas.
I actually liked the disc before that one.
A minor, no, the best one to, in my personal opinion. It was dark, and it was scary.
I think Euphoria was good.
Euphoria was good. It was good, but the Meet the Grand ones.
You think the Meet the Grand ones was crazy?
So dark. It was like so dark and evil, and that's what I realized. I
mean, but you bringing it out of a nigga that mostly be quiet through the year, man.
But that song right there, when I realized. Cause the other ones was playing like playful, banter.
Yeah,
that's when I realized, oh, this nigga really hate Drake.
I don't think he hates
him. No, I think he hates Drake.
I want to say hate.
No, because Drake be saying some slick stuff. It was an interview.
I mean, Drake does say some slick shit. No, forget
the songs. It was an interview that Drake had with the nigga. Oh, the nigga name from Rap Radar. I forget his name. He real big, but it was an interview when Drake was like, he really shunned Kendrick in an interview.
Sunned him.
Yeah, I would have heard that. I would have been like,
you don't sun Kendrick, nigga.
Nigga. He sun Kendrick.
Like, I like Drake. Now, I mean, he got some, he got, his catalog is pretty decent. I
heard what nigga said.
He has some really great songs. He's done some great music. But as far as when it comes to this battle shit and being a tough nigga, like what you're saying, because I'm a firm believer on what you rap about. You should at least been through something about that. So it's truthful. Know what I mean? Because if it's truthful, it's more meaningful. Niggas can relate to you with that. Know what I mean? Drake, I don't know his personal life and shit. Know what I mean? But the stuff that he's talking, I don't see him living shit like that.
What he could be allegedly living is
trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Yo, real shit, when I first heard that, I didn't get it.
It was double entendre.
I wasn't understanding what he was saying.
Trying to strike a chord.
A minor.
Yeah, it was double entendre. Yeah. A minor, like a chord.
Yeah, like a chord.
A minor, like
a young person.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get it the first time.
It's like
when I heard it, I was oh, shit.
Euphoria. You got to listen to Euphoria then. Did you, like, read the lyrics?
I didn't read it, but I listened to it.
It's so many double and triple entendres in that joint.
Word?
I had to run it back like five times. Like, what? I missed that? How'd I miss that?
I got to read that shit then. Because I listen to that shit almost every day.
Nigga. That Meet the Grand's joint so dark, though, man. That joint's so dark, dog. Like that.
I didn't like Drake's comebacks, though. I didn't think
the first one, Push Ups, I like. That beat was fire.
I don't know. I
can never, ever be your number one fan. The only thing I like about Drake...
But he really didn't come at Kendrick.
He came at everybody. Came at him.
Yeah, he came at everybody.
He didn't have a direct shot at Kendrick, though. You know what I'm saying?
His other songs were saying direct shit to him.
He had verses.
No, fucking Kendrick was in his face, nigga.
Yeah, I like this song, though.
I don't give a fuck what you hang with.
I like this song, though.
You like this shit?
Yeah, this song rock. When this first came out, dude.
This shit is trash, man. This is the one that's straight to Kendrick, right?
Yeah. Hey, I could never be nobody number
one fan. Your first number one, I had to put it. Yeah, but he was talking about Future.
Nah, but what he was trying to do is, because you hear the beat is popping. This song got a catchy hook, everything, right?
Yeah.
So he was trying to get him out of here with one of these.
And that's not happening.
You can't do
that. Nigga, as soon as you drop that shit, Kendrick already dropped. He dropped right after.
Nah, he not right. He knew right after.
Oh, that's not that this one.
Yeah, yeah. Push Ups was first. It was like a couple days and waited. You know what I mean? I think like 2 weeks or something like that. And then boom, that nigga hit him.
You know what I'm saying? And then Ross. No, you know who's. He killed this nigga, bro.
Ross on fire.
Ross was, man.
That joint was fire.
Ross should just chill the fuck out. Okay, Ross.
Nah, Ross was talking heavy in that joint.
Of course he was talking heavy. But I mean, Ross. Ross is about that life. Okay, he didn't really need to jump in this shit, Ross.
I did.
I mean, he did say his name, yeah. So I guess he had
to. He didn't need to, though.
But he didn't need to. Like Kendrick and Drake, they've been going at it for years with the slide shit. I'm just mad J. Cole dropped out. He said what he said, then deleted the shit and dropped out.
Oh, we're going to talk about Cole later.
You know what I mean?
On the new music segment. Oh, we there now. We there now.
Oh, no, but what I was trying to say, Kendrick killed that nigga.
He did though. Since we here. We on a new music seven, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So Tim's did drop a new album though. Album's called Born in the Wild. It's actually it's a good album. It's not the greatest album. You know, music is subjective. This is my personal opinion. It's not the greatest album. But I think this is her debut. So
first album?
Yeah, so it's okay. I definitely give it like a 2.5 out of 5.
You give her half?
I give her 2.5 out of 5.
Jesus.
Because it's okay. It actually is an okay album. Some of the songs on there I did say to the playlist and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play a little sample off of that, John. This one's called You In My Face, which I did. It's a smooth song. Like, imagine you on a late night drive 95 somewhere. Or you coming back from the beach.
Now she sound like a girl. That sounds like
you
a woman.
You in my face. You in my face. You in my face. Caught in the mirror, walking in my skin.
The whole joint is a smooth. It's a smooth. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of Cole though, Cole didn't drop nothing, but he is featured on this album. Now, I'm not mad at Cole no more.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Okay, I'm still upset at him. But I'm not as mad, though. Like, I understand. Okay, now I understand that you're not a battle rapper. You're not a beef rapper. You're just a lyricist. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to treat you as a
regular artist.
No, I'm going to treat him as a Mos Def or a, like, Black Thought. I'm not going to put him in the Royce the 5'9 category because Royce.
But them niggas battle too.
Most did.
Most battled somebody.
I mean, he was beefing people?
I'm pretty sure.
Nah, he was like poetic, man.
I'm pretty sure he battled somebody.
Black Thought. I don't
Common.
Know. Common. I think nobody won't battle Black Thought.
Nigga. Common. Common. You have to put them.
Common
put
battle.
Yeah, but he's in the category of them too.
Nah, Common was he battle tested. We know. We saw it with Drake. Yeah, you so well,
not
sweet.
Not just with Drake. He also did
Ice Cube.
That shit.
Yeah,
was
so we saw Common battle tested. We
said the bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. Royce da 5'9 battle tested. He didn't came at M. He was beefing with M for a minute.
Royce da 5'9 is trash.
Thank you for the clip.
Fuck
that. We go looking around everything. Yeah. Nigga, I knew Nas had, you know, you see the Nas clip? They coming at my man like that, though. I said, God, Nas got him like that too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
But now we're talking about Cole. So I put him in like that kind of category now. I don't see him. He's not up there with Kendrick no more. He's not even up there with Drake no more.
Kendrick J. Cole?
Yeah. After that, nigga, I can't put him up there with Drake and Cole no more, dog.
From what? This
and it's so bad because Drake got writers, nigga. It's
this like, feature?
No. I'm saying because of the beef thing.
Oh. Because
he initiated that shot. That 6 minute, what was it? 6 minute freestyle?
Yeah, so are you saying that Drake is above him?
Yeah, because me originally, when it came to rappers, I had Kendrick, Cole, Drake was all at the bottom. He was like number 10 or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But after this whole beef situation going on, Kendrick's still up there. Cole is not even in my top 10 no more.
Jesus, he didn't came off the roster.
That it killed him, dog. It didn't kill his career,
so
though.
Basically,
it didn't kill his career. It just
so you
him.
Don't have no faith in him when it comes to battle.
He can never, ever, 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 ever say, I'm the best rapper. Don't even rap about it. Don't
but
speak
he's
going to
say that.
Don't think about it.
He's going to say that.
No, he can't.
He's going to say it.
He can't.
He's going to say
and
it.
Guess what's
going to
happen? Everybody going to write his comments. Nigga, what?
The best rapper in my ass, nigga. You couldn't even battle Drake, pussy.
You know what I mean?
You have to add the pussy at the end of it. You got to. It will hit him right there.
He can't think about being the best rapper.
You can't even think about battle rappers
rap
saying you the best
don't
rapper.
Dream about
blah,
it.
Blah, you blah, blah, blah. Nigga, you not. Never. Not even close. Aubrey. So I got I'm done.
Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Whatever his real name is.
Kenneth Lee.
Sound like it could be. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm gonna play that little. I'm gonna play Cold Part, right? So he is on it. He's on Tim's new album, you know what I'm saying?
This is Tim's album?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This song is called Free Fall, but plot twist. Soon as you left, I'm gonna play his verse. He did pretty good. I had
enough. Toxic. Who would have thought was coming was a plot twist? Soon as you let me in, you start hunting for the locksmith. Now the key I once had to your heart does not fit. I got three choices: bat on your door or lockpick. I walk away confused at your logic. Back in my crib, cleaning your clothes and your shoes out the closet. Thinking to myself, we supposed to be in pools by the tropics, soaking up the views, but you choose to blow it up. No, you ain't used to going Dutch, so you refuse to see the truth about who was out of pocket. It's all on me, huh? Fuck it, take my credit card, let's ball out seaside. Devotion like the ocean's hot, start out knee high, then gets deeper and deeper till we are drowning in each other's arms, but the water's calm. How did we forget the calm was before the storm? Cause you said,
so that's what I'm saying.
Nah, he's
like,
an LL Cool J now.
What I'm saying is, I can never take Cole's rapping ability away from him. He's still a top tier lyricist.
He's an LL Cool J.
He's still a top tier lyricist.
He's an LL Cool J.
But he's not on that Mount Rushmore no more.
Nah, he's an LL Cool J.
Like
I need love type.
There was an avalanche on the Mount Rushmore, and his side fell off.
His side didn't fall off. That shit got killed. Like straight up. Like how do you send a diss and then retract it and delete it? Whoever bought the hard copy of that CD has it.
Nigga, I got it. I downloaded it just in case.
Yeah, but they deleted all the downloads. I downloaded it too.
No.
And they deleted my shit off Spotify.
No. I pulled it off of YouTube.
Oh shit, you a cold blooded nigga.
I need that. In memory of
Cole,
in memory of J. Cole.
In memory of J. Cole. This is when he died.
Nah, but as you can hear, he can still rap.
Yeah, of course he can still
rap.
He will
always be able to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't take that away from him. When it comes to this battle shit, yeah, nah. You're going to have to sit in the back of the bus, player.
That's dead. But moving on, right? K. Trinata, which was the beginner song, you know, one of the songs I played in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
K. Trinata dropped a new album called Timeless. You know what I'm saying? It's actually, whoo. It's a timeless album. Everything on there is like smooth music, dog. Smooth music. This right here is weird.
That sounds like a funky shit. Mucking up the
vibe. It's only been 6 minutes since I stepped inside. Take a step back. You need to relax. Pop a chill pill, you will be just fine. Don't get for a fact.
This song right here is called Weird.
Nah, I need to.
The album is called Timeless. K. Trinata.
K. Trinata?
Yeah, KAYTRANADA. K. Trinata. Listen to the whole album, dog. Like, the whole album is a vibe, dog. When I tell about that five count scale, definitely.
So it's
not perfect five, but.
What's the name of it?
This song right here. Oh, Timeless. That's the name of the album.
Timeless?
Timeless. All together. T-I-M-E-L-E-S-S.
Is this a new album?
Yeah.
A new artist?
No, he been out. Oh, you don't know who he is? Oh, okay. Listen to Timeless first. And then go back to his other catalog, nigga. Thank me later.
That's why I didn't click on his name. That's why.
Thank me later, nigga.
Timeless. Oh, he's been out here. Bubba. 99.9%. K. Tremont?
He got a whole bunch of albums. Yeah, Kate Tremont, not a good one, though. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But definitely tap into Timeless. Listen to that whole joint.
I'll be on that.
It's a 4.5 out of 5, in my opinion.
You sure?
Nigga, in my opinion. Listen to it, nigga.
Okay.
Listen to it.
You said 4.5. That's pretty high.
That's pretty high, nigga.
That's really high.
That's
right
pretty
there.
High. Now, my guy, my homie, Yellow Wolf dropped a brand new album.
Yellow Wolf?
You know Yellow?
I know about him. White boy, right?
You know what I'm saying? Yellow Boots, he got the brand new album called War Story.
It's white boy, right?
Yeah.
Better than Eminem? Here we go. Yeah, I said it.
Is he better than Eminem?
Is he better than Eminem?
Right now, yes.
No. I'm saying
right
all
now.
Time. Better than Eminem.
Nah, accolades.
Can he beat Eminem in a battle?
Nah, accolades, he can't.
In a rap battle?
Right now?
Can he rap better than Eminem?
Right now?
Can he rap better than Eminem?
Right now, yes. Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Just right now.
You talking about right now, this second?
Yes.
In this era?
In this era, yes.
Yellow Wolf will body Eminem.
And I'm glad you said that. Because listen. So on the album War Story, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's actually a pretty good album. Now, it does start off slow. That's why I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. Hate had done my man's Yellow Wolf.
And she's saying Katrina was 4.5.
4.5. Whew. Let me say. Now, Yellow Wolf War Story start off slow. The first two tracks is like, what are you doing?
Okay.
Then it starts getting real musical. Okay. And then he go to where he needs to go. And towards the end, he brings it back to hip-hop. And I mean hip-hop. Like actual boom bap hip hop, white boy boom bap hip hop. You feel what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
Boom bap.
For the white boy boom bap. Like Beastie Boys?
You don't really see, nah, but I mean like, no, I'm saying because he's a white boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't really see white guys. I doing thought
there
boom
was a
bap,
difference.
You know what I'm saying? So boom bap hip hop. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, what was I saying? Got distracted. But so he made the hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So where it got to the point where he started rapping in a different cadence, like how they do now.
Really?
Like the babies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He switched his flow up to match them. Really? But did it better. Clear, fluent, I understand what he's saying. Now I've been in the middle of the, this is a live audio broadcast.
Have a good time. Next time.
Bye. You know what I mean? But he switched his cadence up to where he actually like rap like this age. So mm-hmm. I'm like, that's why I said right now I kind of put him over Eminem because Eminem not doing that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with the way Eminem rap because I didn't write that Guess Who's Back song, you know? Back mm-hmm. again. You know what I mean? It wasn't. I gotta hear the rest of the album.
I like the fact that he like resorted back in the day.
Yeah, I gotta hear the rest of the album though.
Like it made us that generation.
It gave
feel,
us that yeah. nostalgia. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So I gotta hear the rest of the album. But off the new Yellow Wolf song though, off the album War Story, I'm gonna play this song. One of the standouts. There's a lot of standouts, but this is one of them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? This song is called "Make You Love Me."
Yellow Wolf.
It's Yellow. So I start slow, then it went musical. This is part of that musical journey I'm talking about. Towards the end, it's all hip hop.
I'll be your favorite killer if you'll be my one Priscilla. I'll be the shotgun baby if you load me up and play with me.
Make your
look, he bopped, yeah, man.
I don't even listen to Yellow Wolf. Like, now it's not one song in my playlist.
I mean, that right there was Make You Love Me by Yellow Wolf off the new album War Story, available on all streaming platforms. You feel what I'm saying? But you hear that, you know what I'm saying? That's not rap at all.
That's not rap, but like it's a rap album.
You know what I'm saying? So this album is very diverse.
Hmm.
Like it's music, the music. Oh my God, it's a good album. You know what I'm saying?
But you only rated it to 4.
Because the way it started.
Fucked up.
The way it started, the way it came on. I was like, what are you doing? Where are you going to take us? But he took me wherever I needed to go. I didn't know where I was going.
He took you to church.
He took me there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He took me to, what's that joint called? To Magnolia. I don't know. But question though, right? You know what I mean? New music is done, but question though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider Yellow Wolf a legend?
No.
No? Mm-mm. So what exactly is a legend?
A legend is a person that put that work in. You got to put the time in. That grind. You got to grind hard, grind hard, shine hard. Know what I mean?
Put that work in, right?
Yeah, put that work
over
in.
Over years
know
and
I mean?
Years.
Over years like, and years. No help, nigga.
No help, right?
No help.
And you just like recognized by like the great. You got to be recognized by the greats, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, right.
And God himself.
Oh, shoot.
Know what I mean?
So I had to, you know, listen to the War Story album. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He has a song on there called Legends. So I'm like, where are you taking me with this? And he explained to me and other listeners why he's a legend.
And I'm like, Wolf.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shoot, he is a legend. By the what you just said, he's a legend. I'm gonna play it.
So would you consider yourself a legend?
No.
Why not? You've been doing this shit since 08.
By what you said, you know what I mean? The people and everything and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm not there yet.
Okay.
But from what he said, I gotta put him. I ain't say GOAT, because legend and GOAT is two different things.
Legend and GOAT.
Eminem is a GOAT.
And a legend.
But he's definitely a GOAT because his accolades.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is a GOAT. Nas is a GOAT.
Would you say Asiatic is a GOAT?
AZ?
Yeah.
He's a legend.
So AZ is a legend.
AZ is a legend. He's not a GOAT.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Biggie.
Accolades. He's a GOAT. He's a GOAT.
Tupac.
He's a GOAT.
So what's the difference of the two?
I mean, legends too. Accolades. I think accolades is the difference.
Their accolades on how their punchlines and shit like that.
No. Accolades, like, how are you perceived by the masses?
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I'm saying? Eminem okay. is like the number one most streamed artist.
But you
like,
also got a whole bunch of niggas that be like, oh, I would never put an Eminem song on and blah, blah, blah. Oh, I never heard somebody say, yo, put that Eminem track on and shit. And you know, but understand it. Hold on. I'm going to get to you. But understand this, motherfuckers. Y'all may not ever said that, but you know the nigga song.
You know the song. You know the way I am.
My nigga, you might have not been like, yo, throw that new Eminem on. Yo, you sitting with a shorty, you never put Eminem on, and blah, 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 blah. But you know the song.
You know the song.
So tell me, are you listening to it behind the sheets, nigga?
Behind the sheets?
You know what I mean?
Well, I listen to it in the open. I don't listen behind the sheets.
Behind the sheets. He might. They might. I don't know.
I mean, I listen to Ron Ozzy behind the sheets. Hey, girl, ain't no mystery.
That was actually good.
But nah, so yo, to the nigga, I hope I remember to clip this, but to the nigga that this nigga on I think it was TikTok.
Yeah.
It was Instagram that said about the somebody sitting in the car, would you play this in the car?
Yeah.
I think about it, I'm like, for one, I only hear niggas saying that, right? Niggas the only one that say, oh, but you wouldn't turn Eminem on in a car.
I would.
You know what I'm saying? But also, I never heard a white person say that.
Yeah.
In America, statistically, we're like not even 20% of the population of black people.
You think so?
I think, yeah, we're like 20%.
Shut
up. I think worldwide, we like not even 20, dog.
But there are a lot of us over here.
Yeah, but it's a... nigga, you got travel. It's a lot of white people, dog. I be in the airport counting. It'd be like 10
well,
white.
Of course
10
it's white
people. The one black, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like 20%. So my thing is, no matter what... Eminem is a great rapper, right? He really is a good rapper.
Mm.
He was going to succeed regardless because he's white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was going to sell, no matter what he was going to sell. So if he was black,
Do you think he killed Machine Gun Kelly?
After, when I first listened to that Kill Shot song, my first listen, I said, oh, this ain't going to work. My third listen, oh, we got this nigga out of here.
Because he went straight to rock after that. Like he turned his whole genre around.
He still
rap
though. He still rap.
He turned his whole genre around.
Yeah, he did.
Like if you battle with a nigga, you make him change his genre of music.
Nah. See, I'm gonna speak for MGK because only because
he ain't there with J. Cole.
No, before the beef, you know what I'm saying? MGK was touching rock. He was already doing rock music. He was doing rock rap.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
So he was eventually he was gonna go back.
That sounds like some Lil Wayne shit though, because Lil Wayne touched on rock when he was.
But Yella was doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He's a rapper.
Now he's over here doing fucking disco beats.
That joint's hot, don't it?
I mean, shit.
You know what I mean, but now back to the legend though. So I
need to learn from Flo Rida.
So this is why I think he a legend, dog. This nigga said this, right? Raekwon, Busta Rhymes, Twista. Okay, I put him. Oh, you on the level, huh?
Okay, I put in work with Raekwon, Busta Rhymes, Twista, Tech 9, 8 Ball, MJG, Slim Thug, and 09, Jewels, Santana, Big Boy, Outkast, Gangsta Boo, Juicy J, DJ Paul, we done that. ASAP, One Train, Rich Struggle, Jelly Roll, Killer Mike, Paul Wall, Big Crit, My Bro, Trey the Truth, Gucci Mane, The Funky Homo Sapien, Dale Yeah, Bun B, with Dr. Trey, Shaking Hands,
Be Real,
Cypress Hills, DJ Muggs, Travis Barker, Baldacci, That Real, Esteban, The Godfather, Lil Jon, Slaughterhouse, Royster, 5'9, DJ Premier, Mr. DJ, A-Tracks, NY, Wiz Khalifa, 3 tours, 2 tours with Wu-Tang, Willpower, Grip Plies, LA's, Flo Kane, Diplo, Marshall Mathers, man, the verses I laid with them. I even did a full album with Ed Sheeran before the stadiums.
Legend. And the name of the song is Legend.
Legend.
Yeah, he named a couple legends.
I'd say he named
quite a few.
He worked with all them legends.
So does that make him a legend?
Yeah.
Because he worked with them?
Yeah. That's why I say he's not a GOAT. He's a legend, though. Nigga, this nigga went on tour with Wu-Tang.
Yeah, but...
He did
okay,
songs,
so
he
I
did
get
songs
what
with
you're
Marshall
saying.
Mathers.
I get what you're saying. He's a behind the scene legendary. Nah, behind the scene legend.
Nah, he a legend, dog.
Because not a lot of people really fuck with Yellow Wolf.
You got Spotify.
Yeah.
Go in search bar and hit Yellow Wolf. Tell me what his monthly subscribers are.
Hold on, since my face. Oh, shit, it unlocked. You dirty bitch. All right, Yellow Wolf. How do you spell his name? Yellow?
Yeah, Wolf.
Like the color yellow?
YELAWOLF.
Yellow Wolf. 3 million monthly listeners. 3 million.
That's a lot, nigga. I think Chingy got like 1 million, I think.
He got clips. He got events. Merch. I like his Yellow Wolf war story.
It's a new joint, yeah. Definitely, cool. It's a 4 out of 5. It just started off slow for the first 2 tracks. But after that, it kicks up, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Yellow Wolf is a legend to me. You know what I'm saying? He a legend.
Is he a legend to you?
Yeah, he a legend. Can we say Kendrick is a GOAT?
Kendrick is...
I think
greatest of all time.
I think one more album will consider him a GOAT.
So you're saying one more album would consider him a GOAT?
I think that would solidify his GOAT tier. I don't think he's there yet.
Hmm.
But can we really call like Jay-Z a GOAT, Eminem a GOAT,
yeah,
Nas a GOAT? Because the greatest of all time is the greatest of all time. So if we're talking about
be one.
Yeah, so we're talking about rap accolades. I don't even want to say this, but the greatest of all time is Eminem.
You're going to... Wow. Did you really just come out your fucking mouth and say that?
If we're talking about rap accolades, the greatest of all time is Eminem.
Yes, there is.
But in the hood, actually in the hood, Jay-Z is the greatest of all time.
So in the hood, between Jay-Z and Eminem, he's the greatest of all time. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z in the hood, Eminem on a wider scale, worldwide.
What about the black community?
Jay-Z.
No, I'm talking about for M.
They would consider him top 5.
Say that again to the camera.
They would consider M top 5 in the black community. Like, do you think he's number 1?
I don't think he's number 1.
That's what I'm saying. He's like top 5.
He's up there me. That's me personally, though.
Yeah, in our community, he's like top 5, but I don't say he's number 1.
But honestly, you got niggas that just be like high in the fact that they like white boy music, or white boys that do music. You know what I mean?
My thing is, why
put a color to it? It's music, bro.
Yeah, music has no color.
Music has no color.
Music is frequency.
Yeah,
how do you feel? You know what I mean? How does he feel?
But then you got these fucking racist ass niggas that be like, I'm not listening to that white boy. Why, nigga? Because he probably saying some shit that you can relate to.
Or just feel, listen to the beat. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker, you probably listen wanted to slap your mama when you was younger and shit. That nigga really wanted to do it.
Like this nigga said, I'm so sick and tired of being admired. I would just stop and get fired and drop to my label.
Know what I mean?
I'm sorry, that nigga, cadence, the way he rapped that joint was fire.
Like, yeah. The fuck is wrong with niggas, man? Y'all always got to put a color to shit. I hate that shit. White and black people be doing that dumb shit. Speaking why can't we all be like Mexicans,
though,
man?
Speaking of white and black people, though.
I love Mexicans. I love y'all.
Speaking of all races in general. All in America.
All Spanish niggas, I love y'all.
In America, for some reason.
Just because I'm half Puerto Rican, I mean, but it's okay.
There are 2 million plus people incarcerated, which don't make no sense to me.
Send them niggas to war.
What do you mean, though?
Yeah, put that number down. 2 million.
No, but I'm saying you got to think about it. All right, 2 million incarcerated, right?
Yeah.
I ain't going to say majority, but a lot of them is innocent.
There's probably, you know, quite a few that's innocent.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, like, nigga, I can rob a bank right now, right?
Right.
Get a felon. I mean, get my, I become a felony, right? I become a felon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Problem is, I won't be able to vote no more.
Right.
Because I'm a felon. But guess what I can do? Run for the presidency.
Shut the fuck up.
Felons can be a president.
Are you just going off of this hearsay?
No, I'm not. I'm not, factual I'm not just going off of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This is facts.
Because Donald, that nigga, just saying.
And this is facts. Felons can be a president. They can be president.
Shut up.
They really can't vote, but they can be president. What
kind of shit is that?
I can't vote, but I can be president.
You can't vote, but you can be president of the United States. So, nigga, I can't even count my vote in, but I can run this bitch.
Make it make sense, though.
That doesn't make no type of fucking sense.
So, hold, I got another one for you. So, as a felon, I can't join the military, but I can be commander in chief.
You have to join to even become that.
Nah. Donald Trump was never in the military on his first presidency.
Oh shit! I was thinking of some the other shit. I was definitely thinking of some other shit. I was thinking of some other shit, dog.
Think about it, dog.
I really was.
As a felon, I can't join the military,
but I could be commander.
But I could be commander in chief.
I can hold the control button on what to blow the fuck up.
And you know, I referred to the disclaimer at the beginning. I did my research before I said all this, nigga.
God damn.
So America's jacked up, nigga.
America's retarded.
Like, I didn't really know we was jacked up, but until I got older. Like, it's crazy. When you get older, you start realizing stuff.
When
you young,
shit.
You like, yo, I'm black out here in the streets. So, like, it's crazy, though, because, like, back in the day, wear my hoodie up, you know, I'm nighttime and everything. Now, at my older age, I'm not doing that. Why am I outside at night with a hoodie on, bundled up in the summertime? No, you can see me. I want y'all to see me.
I'm not having a hoodie on at all in the summertime. You young niggas is fucking retarded.
Yo,
90 degrees outside, y'all got a fucking hoodie
Why
on?
Why y'all wearing these hoodies?
Your niggas getting a heat stroke.
Why y'all wearing these hoodies?
Fuck y'all niggas. Yeah, my son, Sean, come to me. Hey, Dad, where's my hoodie at? Nigga, I said, what? Your fucking hoodie? I said, it's 90 degrees outside. It's like 85, 90 degrees. Did I leave it in the car? I said, go knock your fucking socks off and go look for it. You retarded trying to wear a hoodie out here.
Yeah, you wild dog.
And you about to pedal a bike around the fucking... Yeah, you're tripping.
See, my thing with hoodies...
Don't call me if you pass the fuck out.
I got a whole closet full of hoodies. I collect a lot of hoodies, you know what I'm saying? Best time to buy them is around spring, summertime, though.
Because they're cheap.
You know what I'm saying? Online, everything, you know what I'm saying? Now, when the wintertime hit, that's all I be wearing is hoodies. Like, if y'all old listeners and viewers, you know what I'm saying? Y'all will see me in a hoodie all the time. You feel what I'm saying? Because
I got two hoodies on.
With the thermal underneath? No, that's wrong. That's how I go. All right, I got to find an email. If I send it to the email, it's in one of them emails. I'm going to find that song.
Two hoodies on with the thermal.
It was deep voice, right?
Yeah.
The thermal underneath. Yeah, it's back in old songs, back in old days.
Two
you know
hoodies
what I'm
on.
But, you know what I'm saying? Let me get the motherfucking lost yours, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start it off right here. You know what I'm saying? This song right here is called I'm Not Perfect by Sir, featuring Absol. It's from the vibe.
One step up and then two steps back. Might slip up, but I'm still on track. How I'm feeling, I'll let you leave. As we proceed. I'm not perfect.
might be too late.
Oh, I'm not perfect,
even with all my scars. Even if all is lost, I'm here, trying to be the man you deserve, trying to be a man of my word. It's clear, we may lose sight of it all, we may lose signal, but baby, in spite of it all, I'm better when I'm with you.
I'm not perfect.
One step up and then two steps back. Might slip up, but I'm still on track. I'm feeling I'll
let you leave.
I'll keep healing as we proceed.
Aye. Made in God image, that's intelligent design. And all started with a cell, then that cell was divided. Before it fully split, witness the vesica Pisces. You can see it's an eye sideways. I think of Isis, even father is the symbol of Jesus or a vagina. Ironically, that's what she be screaming when I'm inside her.
Jesus Christ.
It's also a Venn diagram used by the scholars to separate the pros and the cons, to find the balance. I'm two fishes tied at the tail, how I'ma manage.
Right there with my I'm not perfect.
Actually, it was good. A nice little bop to it, yeah.
Sir, I'm good too.
Not a nice little bop.
We vaguely talked about it though, but sir, I'm good too. You know what I'm saying? What you got for me, nigga? What you got for me?
Man, shit. I got that nigga Dave East, know what I mean? You know, New York, know what I mean? Step up.
What's the song called, nigga?
Out the way, baby. Out the way.
Time. Use it wisely,
use it wisely,
use it. Don't waste it,
don't waste it,
don't waste it. The passion I possessed and outlasted doubters and critics. 10,000 hours have passed, count the minutes. Don't judge the image,
don't judge.
My scars, they not visible. Pain that'll stop a business. Pain, rain that'll cause traffic. Just painting the proper picture. Proper sippers, hypocritically quoting Islamic scriptures. Seen Israelites on 2/5, right where the cops are friskers. High percentage of my type do time and don't get it back. Poison, salmonella, digesting shit that was trash. Guess it come with it. The taste of this life, it becomes acquired. Wasn't built to stop, go get yourself high. Like Richard Pryor, as I watch the blimp, tell me that the world is mine. I wouldn't have took Manolo out, I wouldn't have screamed on Sosa line. I wouldn't have overdid it with the coke, a killer sober mind. You never post across a boss, unlike Tony, I know the line. Wind blowing through the palm trees as God whispers. Mama had the softest heart, somehow she made a hard nigga. Hard nigga. Dodging bad energy and vibes, staying out the way. Every week I hear somebody die, I'm staying out the way. Get my money, take it back inside, I'm staying out the way. The worst thing you could ever waste is time, staying out the way. Ask me where I've been, I'm with my kids, I'm staying out the way. You think I'm hiding, I'll show you where I live, I'm staying out the way. I don't want your blunt, don't want your cup, I'm staying out the way. If you know me, then you know what's up, I'm staying out the way. I hope you wash your hands before you dab me, I got kids to hold. My youngest been here 2 years, ain't nothing like my 6-year-old. A teenager, I done raised him since he 3. Free Trav is funny, niggas never miss you if you free Trav. Suck a duck and ask me how I been, I'm cool. Don't act too concerned,
cool.
You got too cozy at that table, till that table turn. Staying out the way, far away from all the bullshit. Avoiding all these make-believe robbers that never took shit. Hope you brush your teeth before you talk, cause it's important. Hope your kids got them Jordans if you got them Jordans. Hope you hit your mother off with more than just a portion. Know that being bold out here is the shit that favors fortune. Smoking on my own strain, coughing, minding my business. These industry niggas funny, I'd rather chill with my children. Miss me with that let's do a record, take down my number shit. It's crazy, most of the hate you receive is from all the love you get. Dodging bad energy and vibes, staying out the way. Every week I hear somebody die, I'm staying out the way.
Get my money, take it back inside, I'm staying
out the way. Dave East, man.
Out the way, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm saying, now I'm talking about Dave East real quick, just real quick before we get out of there, you know what I'm saying? That's that type of beat, that's where Dave shines at. Because other John, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, his other beats, I wasn't really like feeling.
But
I mean,
that type, because he had on that album, on that album, he did
the
that
song before that one is fire.
What's the album? Oh, Apartment.
That shit goes with it.
Yeah, Apartment 6E. So he got a couple songs like that with that beat. That's where he shine. That's where he motherfucking shine. Like that song right there, he can really. You can tell he can really get his thoughts off on it. I think on some real any rapper can, not any rapper.
Nah, but he got some bangers, dog.
Like Dave on the album,
got some shit. Not just on that album, other albums too, bro.
Dog, he got a song with ASAP Ferg, dog.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that nigga snapped on that joint too.
I should close it out with that.
Yeah, that's you know what you should do.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
What's the song called though, dog?
Oh, I had to look that one up. Hold up. You want me to look it up?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I got it.
You got it?
Run. It might be the edited version. That might mess the whole thing up.
Don't do that.
This joint. It's ASAP Ferg, Davies, Olympian.
I run, I'm running to the money now.
Star,
yeah, that bitch was acting funny, but she love me now. I feel like old Olympian, I'm running now. Cause I'm running to the money now. I be gonna put the dick up in the tummy now. She in love with the crew, she with my buddies now. I feel like old Olympian, I'm running now. Cause I'm running to the money now. I be gonna put the dick up in the tummy now. She in love with the crew, she with my buddies now. Lawyer got my case, stars in the roof, white rage, dice game crack, my paint, out of town with 100 pounds, Bobby Brown,
you know
back
I mean?
Then.
See, he changes flows up, man.
He ran this photo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it is song, I gotta find it. When I find it, though, I'm gonna send it to you. But it's one song, he a future artist. Everybody was gonna beat. His joint was way off. I said, why they do Dave like that? Like, ain't nobody tell him, like, yo, can you do that over?
Niggas is disrespectful, that's why.
Yeah, you know I mean, but
stay safe out here in these streets, yo. Oh yeah, 1, 2, and 3.
Nah, I won't close off because you know, once again, frequencies. One won't close off like that. You know what I'm saying? I want people to have a smooth ending. You feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna let Tim's bring it out. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate. That's what the song called. It's unfortunate.
Unfortunate that we're leaving.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? If you made it this far in my freaking video, I don't think the video's gonna be as long. We made it far in the audio though, you know what I'm saying? Actually it's only an hour. Yeah, I might do the whole video.
Fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate your listenership and viewership. If you make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We need to
subscribe to the channel.
Huh, you feel what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
And if you on Spotify, leave a rating, you feel what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Any clips that y'all see, nah, man, go ahead and comment, nah, man, because I'm going to be in them comments, all right? I'll be there.
That nigga wasn't on TikTok going at it with somebody.
I'll be in there, nigga, especially if you comment about my mom, my wife, nigga. She,
girl ain't say nothing about his wife. He still came at her.
I felt it. I felt she called her a bitch. I was like, yo,
she
nah,
didn't even say that.
I know she didn't, but I felt it. I heard it in here.
He read it.
And that, too. The words formed up. Bitch! And I was like,
oh, man. That's unfortunate. No, I'm mad. Deshanti really said her voice crunchy. I don't hear it. Yo, we need to figure out a slogan, a closeout slogan.
I thought she was a dude on that song.
Nah, it sounds like a whole girl.
That sounds like a dude to me.
It's like saying The Weeknd sounds like a girl.
Nah, Weeknd sounds like a nigga. Just like Coco. Is that her name, Coco?
Jazzy sounds like a boy.
No, Coco. Is Coco Jones?
Don't disrespect Coco Jones.
Bro, I thought she was a dude.
Coco Jones sounds like a whole girl.
Nah, not on that one song.
Her hit song?
Yeah, that hit song. I thought it was a dude.
What the freak's her hit song?
I thought it was like El DeBarge or some shit like that.
Nigga, how?
El DeBar sounds like a girl.
Coco Jones sound like a nigga.
She sound like a nigga on that.
Coco Jones sound like a nigga.
That's the one that was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah,
her.
Sound like a nigga.
On that one song, just that one song.
Ain't ICU.
Is it ICU?
Is that the one you're talking about? Because it can't be.
Is it ICU? I gotta hear it.
It can't be ICU. It can't be, nigga.
Hold on.
Guess we closing out ICU. I need to hear this.
Yes!
She sound like a nigga on this song.
Something happens like that.
Listen to it. You don't hear no runs?
Something about your hands on my body.
That sound like a nigga to you?
That sounds like a nigga to me, dog.
Any man
nigga, what?
I thought it was a dude. I swear to God. Her voice.
It's heavenly.
Yeah, her voice is nice, yeah, but the deep tone, I thought it was a guy. Most R&B niggas that sing got a soft ass voice, nigga. Now play El DeBarge. He don't sound like a girl?
El DeBarge do.
What type
Jasmine shit is that?
Hold up, man. Cause she... Without knowing the song, tell me, is this a girl or a guy?
That's a girl.
What's her voice? Since you've been gone, I've been hanging around
here lately. That's a girl. Yeah. You can tell that's a girl.
Yeah, it's like Coco Jones, nigga.
Nah.
Nigga.
Nah, you can tell that's a girl. Coco Jones is a deeper voice, bro.
Let me go to a deeper song. Bring back those nights
when I held you beside me. That's a girl. You can clearly say that's Tony, baby.
My heart, say you love me again.
Nigga, I'm clipping that Coco Jones. Ain't no way. I don't know if you're serious.
I'm dead ass. I really thought that was a dude. I'm not even lying to you, bro. I didn't even know when we was watching. Me and Jesse was watching The Fresh Prince, and she was like, "Yo, that's Coco Jones that sings that song." I said, "Get the fuck out of here. That's not her. She sounds and looks like a woman.
Cause she is a woman.
Well, I know she is a woman. Yeah,
she never been to a like funeral.
No, oh shit."
Guess you're coming back again.
You better clip that on you, nigga.
If it's under 30 seconds, I got it.
That's you, dog. Anything you wanna say. Tibbs. It's Tibbs again. Guess it's time to make your way. It sounds like a girl now. I mean, I didn't mean to call that's her true. It. I did.
All right, I'm going home.
I need to go.
It's been great. One shot to kill her. And maybe it's fortunate. It's unfortunate. Until next time.
Yeah, maybe it's fortunate. You're unfortunate. And maybe I'm fortunate that you're losing me. I'm so fortunate that you misbehave. I'm so fortunate that you don't know a thing. Too young to be worrying about too many things. When my spirit and my mind are being tainted, baby. All the things that you really wanted out of me.